So, Nigel, first of all then, injury-wise, the last time we spoke, there was a question mark about Donan Flynn's potential participation for the last couple of games of the season. Today, how does it stand?
Flynn is certainly very doubtful, and Matty Doan is as well. Matty's been struggling with his groins now for the last few weeks, and you see him sort of grimacing in games, you know, when he does play, and the problem's just got worse. So he's seeing somebody to try and help with that problem, and we'll see if he can make Saturday or not.
Right, I was going to say, is it too early to tell if they may be available then for any playoff football for Sheffield United?
We're hoping so, and that's the balancing act. We know we're not in there yet, so all priority is getting in there by getting a result on Saturday, not relying on anybody else. But then again, we've got to have a little bit, half an eye on, you know, if you do get in, then there's no point in them not being available for what's going to be incredibly big games.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because would you be prepared to throw somebody to say, look, we just need 90 minutes from you today and we'll hope on the next potentially four more games? Or is it too much of a risk?
It's too much of a risk. You know, certainly in their case, Flinney with his hamstring, I don't think he could start, you know, but Matty Doan, then you are risking losing him for, you know, the four games after that.
Jay McEverley, another one.
Yeah, his shoulder, he's had a sort of injection and it settled it down. We're hoping he'll train next week, but once again, I don't think he'll be okay for Saturday.
And Terry Kennedy's the latest one after the other day. What's the longer-term prognosis with him?
He's having seen a specialist later on this week, on Friday in London, so we'll know a bit more then. But we know he's got an old knee for a 21-year-old, and he's done well to get out there this season when he has done. But it's just a bit too much for him at the moment.
Is this something, well, may well be revealed upon the surgeon say so, I suppose, that could affect him long term? Because for such a young player to have had so much time on the sidelines because of injuries, that's a worry.
It is, and we know the state of his knee. He doesn't train, and we knew that anyway. He wouldn't be training full time even this season, so it's a case of just nursing him through the best we can. And when we have got him out there, we've looked at him, after him, as best we can. You know, he's been very good, and you think some performance at QPR, you know, that he put in, he's worth having around. But the other thing we've got to weigh up as well, and he's got to, is any future damage to his knee. You know, he's a young lad. The first thing, the priority is his welfare.
Even obviously on a basic level, is this something that's impact injury related or part of a wider problem? Because sometimes footballers get issues that, because you know, the knee bone's connected to the wherever, it becomes an issue. How has that affected him?
In terms of, I think it started a few years ago, didn't the injury? Yeah, with a knee. I think once you get a problem with your ligament or something, then there's always going to be a weakness there, and then it's down to look a lot of the time. Are you going to re-injure it? Are you going to get away with it? Some people will come back and not have any problems again for the next 5 years. Other people then, they nick a cartilage and they nick a bit more. And there's only so much that surgeons can do. And in the end, they say, listen, you know, we've done everything we can. He does all these weights. You know, his knee just won't stand up to it. But we're hoping we've not reached that stage yet.
I'm loath to almost ask this question, but following on from the match on Saturday, is there anybody else you can throw into the question mark, onto the question mark list?
I hope not. Bob Harris, we're hoping he's got a chance of playing Saturday, which is good. He's down to train on Friday, done a lot of rehab work and one-to-one work, so he's ready to join in training on Friday. If no reaction, he'll be available.
How detrimental have injuries been this season? You've never had just one or two, really, or it's seemingly, anecdotally, there's always been several players unavailable to you. How big an impact has that had?
Yeah, it's been quite disruptive in terms of when you're trying to get sort of a settled side. And the most important area is a settled back four. You know, we even lost the goalkeeper for a few games as well. And that's something that we'll be looking to rectify next season. Get a settled back four and goalkeeper in place. And we'll see a few more clean sheets, we hope. But I think it's down to the number of games we've played as well. This is another knock-on effect of the Cups. When you get knocks in those, and it does mean that you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, it increases the chances of injury.
Do you think it's almost been the difference between, well, let's say playoffs, there's something to go there, I suppose, and automatic promotion? Because I dare say 9 weeks out of 10, you look at the Bristol City side, it ain't that different. And if they are bringing in, it's only, say, somebody A-guard for Wilbraham or something like that.
That's certainly been the case for Bristol City. And Steve Cotterill acknowledged that. You know, we talked about, he said they'd been lucky with injuries. And a lot of it is down to that, you know. you do stay clear of injury. We look at players' histories, and we do generally try to bring in players with good histories. We know that there's one or two. Different to that, you know, when we had Chris O'Grady on loan, we know that Chris plays games, he's fit and he's strong. You know, when he went back, we brought Stephen Davis in, and we know he's not going to be quite as fit and hasn't been over the years. But needs must sometimes, and you've got to bring these in. In an ideal world, you get people with, you know, almost perfect appearance records.
Just on that, there was a report in the paper that you might strike or try and strike early with Davis to get him tied down. Is that true? Is that part of the plan?
No, not yet. Everything, until we know what league we're in, every single thing's on hold regarding players.
And presumably that goes for anybody.
Yeah, that's the same, yeah. We don't know what league we're in. We don't even know if we're going to be in the playoffs yet. So when everything's been settled, you know, we can have an idea of if we're in this league, this is who we'd like, and this is all we'll keep and so on. But nothing will be confirmed until we're certain.
Adams, following his little cameo the other day, a lot of fans think he did well. Is he somebody that comes into contention to maybe start at least in the next couple of games?
Yeah, he certainly, if we'd have been in there already, he would have started Saturday, as well as two of the young lads would have as well. But he's certainly been in the 18. But he looked good when he came on, he looked strong. He struggled a bit in the 21s the last few weeks. He showed glimpses again. I think he's still growing as well. I don't know if supporters noticed, but he seems to have filled out a little bit. He looked a bit more powerful even than, you know, a couple of months ago in the Southampton game. So he's still one we've got high hopes for, and he'll feature in the next few games.
Is that something that's been part of the plan? Is that just naturally getting a bit older? Is that something he's done himself?
No, that's I think it's just literally still growing, you know, at 18. So I wish Reedy had grown a little a little bit.
Then
as well.
Be 3 foot six, yeah.
But, you know, lads don't stop growing until, what, 18, 19, something like that. So, you know, his muscles are still developing as well. So there's a bit more to come from him. It's funny because there's some lads, young lads, who you need to get in the gym and you need to build them up. He's the opposite. We don't have him in doing any weights at all. We don't want him building up any more muscle mass than he's already got.
Because that would lose speed if he was a half a stone heavier sort of thing.
Yeah, and agility and things like that. I think he's a perfect build now. He's strong enough. He's, you know, he's powerful enough. It's just working more on speed and agility than it is on strength.
If you are needing extra bodies, presumably the several lads you've got on loan could come back into contention for the playoffs, could they? Or is that because they've not played enough, that's them done?
Well, two are injured. That's the problem. Jam's out you know, with a knee, and Flo's out, and Colo's playing at Port Vale, which is good, so we've got him if we need him.
Well, without wishing to state the obvious, you are painfully close to securing your place in the playoffs. Fingers crossed it's this Saturday.
That's what we're going to do. We've got to look after our own business as well. You know, Rochdale, we've got an incredibly hard game at home to MK Dons and the form they're in, but don't leave anything to chance. You know, no matter how well MK Dons are doing, they're scoring goals for fun. This is a sort of fixture that you'd look at and think, well, you know, they might just slip up on this one. They're hot on Preston's heels. So hopefully they can keep it going, but we can't rely upon that. We need a clean sheet in one of our last two games.
How frustrating has that been recently? Because you've led in an awful lot of games recently.
Yeah, we've thrown it in the last three games. You know, you look at Oldham and Yeovil especially, you know, a 0-0 at Yeovil and we're in there. So that's the one that we hark back to. Can't do anything about it now. Pleased generally with the way we played on Saturday. Goal we conceded was poor with 7 minutes to go. We said that's a scruffy goal. We've got to turn our possession into more goal-scoring opportunities. Apart from that, not too much wrong. We certainly worked hard enough on Saturday against Bradford.
To throw the cliched line in, ruthlessness, that's it now. No mistakes.
No, that's it. You know, no mistakes is a clean sheet as well. And that's the whole team. That's from Stephen Davis, if he starts, or Mark McNulty, whatever up front. The whole team has got to earn a clean sheet on Saturday.
Are you surprised Leighton Orient are still where they are? I suppose, because from playoff finalists last year to really struggling right now, 2 points adrift of safety.
Yes, when you look at the squad on paper, it's as good as anything in the league and very similar, if not improved, to the one that got them to the playoff final last year, where they were so close to getting promoted. So I think that you can say a lot about Russell Slade's input as well, how well he did to get them to that stage. But it is, when you do look at some of the players that they've got, it's very surprising.
And knee-jerk reactions and changes, all right, he's gone on to Cardiff, hasn't he? But there's been turmoil there this year and that might have contributed to them being low down the table.
I think instability to football club always contributes to poor results on the pitch, you know. I don't think there's many teams you can look at that have this volatility off the pitch and that are producing good results on it all the way through the leagues.
Pressure game, isn't it? But Mark Howard's just been talking about, well, you kind of dream about days like this as a footballer, and if you don't want to play in the games that really, really matter, you shouldn't really be a footballer.
Nope, no, the ones that was like the cup games earlier on, this is like a cup game, but in the league now, and everybody should want to be involved and striving for a good result, you know, and striving for the feeling that we're going to get hopefully at quarter to five when we, you know, we've assured of our place in the playoffs. And I say that's irrespective of whatever goes on at Rochdale. Let's do our job, and that's the feeling that we're looking for after the game.
Because I would imagine you and Paul Cook would perhaps say the same thing. We don't want to have to meet one another with something riding on that game. Have a game off and a chance to prepare for the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, you never know. We could be playing each other after that as well. But that's certainly the case. You know, you go into the last, and then it really is nerves in the last game of the season if there's something at stake. So, no, I think we both want to avoid that.